WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
For the last and final time we will ever hear that rendition of the song, right? That's it. Shield's done. As they gave us the farewell address. This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, that's Lindsay Ward.
I'm just going to bite my tongue on the whole Shield farewell thing because, oh, baby, I has a rant that's coming on Thursday.
Thursday when?
10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack, where we're going to be talking all about Fastlane. And you know what? We're going to talk about the Shield's final match and review it because I haven't, like everybody else on the internet, I haven't opinion. Mine is not the popular opinion, so we're going to talk about it Thursday. We're not going to talk about it here, but that's a little teaser. This was what it was. I mean, this show had its moments. It had some high points. One could argue this was a high point for a lot of people. I'm very not so much into the whole Shield reunion this go around. Let's just put it like that without giving anything away. And so for me, it was like, yeah, okay, let's just get through this, which they did. Thankfully, they kept it very short and sweet for the Shield, and then they moved on to remembering that, oh, hey, yeah, by the way, Seth Rollins is in one of the main events of WrestleMania, so we should maybe, I don't know, talk about that.
And they did talk about that. So Dean and Roman left after they said their, I guess, goodbyes, whatever it was. They don't know what Dean's doing. We all kind of know he's leaving, supposedly, maybe, I don't know. Paul Heyman came out, interrupted Seth Rollins. He put over the people that Seth Rollins put over the people that Brock has beaten, and then he talked about the people that Lesnar had a tough time to face, including Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, and Balor. And then Heyman was like, "All right, touche, you got me." But those were guys Brock didn't have time to prepare for. There were less than a week's notice to go and fight these guys. So when he has time to prepare, he destroys everybody, and he's had been waiting forever to destroy Seth Rollins since he won the Royal Rumble. We have a video package hyping up Brock Lesnar, and then when Heyman says, "You don't know Brock Lesnar," some random dude jumped in the ring and gave Seth Rollins a German suplex. That random dude was Shelton Benjamin. Hi, welcome back to television. Random surprise. So there was that. That led to a match between Rollins and Benjamin, which Rollins, of course, won. It's cool to see him in the match. Cool back, but SmackDown guy back on Raw was weird. And Heyman was on commentary, said they hired him to do this, and Brock will be on TV next week. That's what happened there.
I need to skip ahead because I just saw something.
Okay.
And I don't even know what to say. So Braun Strowman made the show tonight.
Yes.
And it was a follow-up to last week where the SNL guys insulted Braun Strowman. And so he finds out they have a gift for him. And so Braun Strowman goes outside to see this gift. And it's this beautiful red and black. I think it was a Chevy for sure. It might have been... or no, it wasn't a Corvette. I thought it was a Corvette. I think it was a Chevy. Might have been like a Camaro convertible or something. Anyway,
really nice car.
Really pretty car. Convertible, red and black, very nice. Strowman doesn't accept the gift and destroys the pretty car, which kind of broke my soul a little bit because I was like, dude, you're a car guy? And you just ripped that car up, which it had been taken apart for him, by the way. So it's a little bit easier, but he still broke the windshield with his fist.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here scrolling through the show or scrolling through Facebook before the show, and I come across an ad for WWE Shop where they're like, hey, check out our brand new toy featuring Braun Strowman and the Wreckin' Slammin' Mobile.
Is it the car?
It's the car. They product placed the car from the toy set into Monday Night Raw. I just have no words for this. No words. Just okay. Alright. I saw that and I just had to bring that up because I just happened to come across it. Advertising. Oh my god, they're such shameless whores.
Use credit code RocketSock in Fortnite item shop. Anyway.
Moving on.
Anyway. You gave me the opening. I took it there. Anyway. So yeah, that happened. One of the big stories coming down Monday Night Raw, we have a brand new Intercontinental Champion with Bobby Lashley defeated Finn Balor after distraction from Leo Rush. Belt is back on Lashley.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
What was the point? They're trying things, and I don't mean to sound negative. I know that they are trying things, and they're trying to make things interesting, but...
Here's the thing. Lashley doesn't excite me.
Lashley does nothing for me in the current way that he's being written. I would rather see him... And I don't know if it's they can't figure out Bobby Lashley, or they... And when I say they, I mean the powers that be within WWE want Bobby Lashley written a very specific way. But this has nothing to do with Bobby Lashley. I'm sure he's a wonderful human being. It's just the way that he's being presented, the way that he's being written. It's just not engaging. I'm sorry. It's even with Leo Rush, it's just like nothing. I mean, you're basically, I think they're trying to recreate the magic of Brock and Heyman. And the whole trick of Brock and Heyman is Brock at least does show some personality when he has to. And there's also a, 10 to 15 year friendship there between Brock and Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just kind of know what the other's going to do and they're good with it. And Heyman can pretty much say and do whatever he wants. And same goes for Brock. And they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they're trying to recreate, but I just don't think they have the ability to recreate it because they just don't have that same bond between the two. I could be wrong, but I mean, it's just... I want so many nice things for so many people on that roster, and unfortunately, I'm never going to get them. Which hurts my soul.
It hurts your soul. I get it. Ricochet and Aleister Black beat Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. Solid match, okay. But nothing special. You gave him 4 minutes. Nothing. They really didn't do anything.
This was a lot of filler between the high points, each high point of the show. So the first one was The Shield and Rollins and Heyman, and then you had a little bit of filler, and then you moved on to your next big moment, which was Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, we'll get to her. I want to get through one other thing really quick.
Okay.
We had a moment of bliss.
We did.
Where she talked about the who will be hosting WrestleMania this year. She mentioned Kim Kardashian, The Rock, The New Day all host it. But it'll be Alexa Bliss as the host this year. Which is fine. Get her on the show. She wasn't in a program right now. And they're trying to keep her out of the ring just to be safe. she's fine. She's not hurt because she's posting videos of her training and doing new moves at the Performance Center. She's fine. They don't have a match for her right now at WrestleMania. The Raw Women's title is taken up. She's not in a tag team right now. So you have nothing for her, but they like her and they want her to do something. So getting her on the show as the host, perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's you've got Ronda already in the main event. That whole thing already set. Alexa doesn't have anybody else, so you know what? Yeah, make her the host. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
So, you mentioned Ronda Rousey. She came out, told the crowd to take their applause and shove it. Us bandwagon fans, just take it and shove it. Talked about how we booed when we cheered when she got it beaten with a stick. She said the fans would cower in fear if they were in her presence without barriers. She said Lynch and Charlotte wouldn't have the luxury of a barrier. She said she interfered in a match so she embarrassed and exposed both of them as the carny con artists they've always been. She said WWE's has her permission to make it a handicap match because she will destroy both of them. Both women are jokes, and she says anyone who believes the whole charade is a joke. She throws down the mic. She's ready to go, and out walked Dana Brooke. She's had enough. She's tired of hearing Ronda talk. She's tired of what she's saying. Brooke says she has nothing left to lose and tired of the disrespect. The universe for WWE, the WWE universe, and the women's locker room. She said she's not a big time fighter, but she loves WWE and this business. And she's worked her tear off to earn the respect of the locker room and to prove that she belongs. She gets in the ring and says, you know, after every pay-per-view, you have an open challenge. Well, I accept. And then she got her...
I don't think that's what she was going for, but okay.
And then she got her ass kicked.
Majorly kicked.
Yeah. Ronda was good. The segment was fine. Dana getting her ass kicked was the point. I get it. Whoever let Dana Brooke out there with her hair that way should... Yeah.
Yeah, I normally they do a really nice job on Dana Brooke, and I think they were experimenting with things for her, or in general, because I know they just got some brand new cosmetics for the Glam Squad, and so they've been working on that kind of stuff. But there was some things going on that it was like, that was not a good look on her.
No, it was not. Her forehead was like the damn. If her hair was in a tighter, you can hear her scalp scream. Yeah, if it was any tighter, you can hear her scalp scream. Yeah, it was. It was pulled back, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would just. They tried something, it didn't work, and normally, because she does have a. Normally, they're kind of able to hide the fact that she has a really high forehead. In this instance, they couldn't, unfortunately, so...
It was not her best look.
But anyway, it was not her best look.
Anyway, she got her ass kicked. She got it on TV. It was what it was. Simple as that. We learned that at WrestleMania, it will be Kurt Angle's final match. Against who? We don't know. But they're in his hometown. He wants to have one more match in his hometown, and it's against Apollo Crews. He would win that match. They said Apollo Crews is his friend and fan. I don't think you should have said friend and fan when referring to Apollo Crews. It's like, oh, hey, Kurt just wrestled a fan. Ha, lol.
I don't even think it was that. I think it was more, it's just, you know, okay, it's his friend. That's great that it's his friend. But, I mean, it's like...
It was fine.
It was fine. It was just, it was an odd way. It was an odd way to do it and to say it and to present it. And, you know, always sad to see Kurt retire and see him, you know, kind of sort of take that next step. But, you know, he has given a lot to the wrestling community, and I'm super grateful for everything he's done. So whatever he does at WrestleMania, it should be good.
It is not confirmed he's fighting John Cena. I've heard different things for what John Cena is doing. I've heard it could be Kurt, but because, you know, go back to where it all began, you can go there. Heard also John may fight Joe, so we'll see what happens there.
Taker.
Not fighting Taker.
Taker.
Taker's getting Elias. You heard it here first. I've been saying it for weeks.
I don't want Taker to get Elias. I want John Cena versus The Undertaker.
You had that last year.
I want the actual feud of John Cena versus The Undertaker.
You're not gonna get it. You're not gonna get it. Just saying. You may get John Cena tomorrow night on SmackDown Live. So Nia Jax took on Natalya. That ended in 30 seconds as Beth Phoenix was brought out by Natalya, someone who could watch her back. And Beth Phoenix just destroyed Nia and destroyed Tamina.
Mom is back. Mom is back in a big way. If you out there in Radioland have never, ever been exposed to the Glamazon, oh, honey, you in for a treat. Mama's back. Mama's ready to kick some ass. And Mama looked fierce tonight. She was serving a look, and I'm here for it.
As Nia and Tamina retreated backstage, they got into a brawl with Bayley and Sasha backstage. So you're setting up issues with all of them, with Nia and Tamina. Started last
weekly month. Adam Pearce sighting, by the way.
Yep, confirmed. So there you go with that. So let's see, any other matches? Yeah, we'll get to that final match here in a minute. But first, Triple H is out. So is Batista. Batista had his security keeping him away from Triple H. Batista has, you know, you have the security because, you know, where's your sledgehammer at, Hunter? And Batista just keeps saying, give me what I want, give me what I want, give me what I want. I'm not giving you a thing, give me what I want. I'm not going to give it to you, give me what I want, give me what I want. Just because you're a movie star, I'm not just going to give you what you want, give me what I want. And I'm going to just come over there and fight you. Give me what I want, give me what I want. I'm just going to come up and fight you. I'm going to tear through the Guardians of the Independent Scene or whatever they are and beat your ass. The Guardians of the Independent Scene made me laugh.
That was a good line.
That was a great line. And they go, give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. No. Give me what I want. No. Went back and forth, back and forth. Hunter says, I'm just going to give you the beating you deserve and face me like a man. Yada, yada, yada. He's like, you're not in control of this. I am. Just give me what I want. I want you at WrestleMania.
This is like the most awkward date ever.
And Hunter's like, okay, fine. I'll see you at WrestleMania. And Batista then calmly says, thank you. That's all I ever wanted. One last match to end my career on my terms. And that one last match to end your career on my terms. I'll see you at Mania. Hunter then told him, go back. He called him Hollywood and said, you better find that animal that's left inside you, because it might be on Batista's turn, but this match will be on his. It's no rules, no restrictions. It'll be no holds barred.
Good call. Very good call. Hunter has learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was all the calls, all the things. Yeah. No holds barred. Just set it up right now. No awkward moments, you know, when they get there. And then it's like, oh, hey, lol, nobody's in shape. So let's do no holds barred to hide every flaw. No, you're announcing it now so you can have it as a part of the build. And they can just generally have a better grudge match. I feel like anytime they do matches like this, especially when it was like, I think, Hunter versus Randy.
Yep, at WrestleMania, they had to follow Shawn and Taker.
And it was just a straight up wrestling match when it was supposed to be a grudge match. And it's like everybody, I think including Hunter, was like, this should have been no holds bar. This totally should have been like no holds bar because
he went to his house and threw him through the front window.
Yeah, and then it's just like, you're going to have a straight-up wrestling match and not a fight. So the fact that they are framing this as, this is going to be a fight. This is not a wrestling match. This is a fight. Okay, great. Perfect. Awesome.
Cook says, I would like to have a Hell in a Cell. Yeah, if Hunter was healthy and Batista was an actual wrestler, then it would work for a Hell in a Cell. Batista's a movie star who really is going to avoid doing anything that will hurt himself. And same with Hunter, who's coming back off the torn tricep. And yeah, so that's why it's just with no holds barred.
I would expect this to be very quick.
No, it won't be quick. It'll be 25 minutes.
Let me finish.
Okay.
They're not going to do anything too high risk or anything crazy, and here's why. Because Dave has a certain level of insurance on him, I believe, and I think he can get away with it right now because he's not actively shooting any movies.
I think he is. Which is weird.
I'm not sure what he's shooting. It's not any of the Marvel films, I don't think, because Infinity War, he's done with Infinity War. So unless they're doing Guardians 3, which I don't know why they would, because Endgame is kind of like Endgame, that's it. He doesn't have, I think, any more Marvel obligations. But he could, I don't know. But, actually, no, I think they were doing Guardians 3. They were just trying to find a director for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the problem. So yeah, so he does have, I think, even if he doesn't, he has other obligations. But he's not going to do anything that's going to risk any bodily harm, any surgery. I think everybody kind of learned that lesson with The Rock. And so it's when you bring someone in, like Dave, who is that special circumstance where he is a former pro wrestler, but he's also a fairly sizable name in Hollywood. You're going to kind of treat him with kid gloves, and they're going to do stuff that's going to look vicious, but it's not going to actually be vicious, just to ensure that nothing happens to Dave and he's able to maintain his shooting schedule, because I believe it was Hercules
mm-hmm.
had to get pushed back because The Rock got hurt. He got a hernia, and so he had to have surgery on that to shoot the movie, and it pushed the movie back by, I think, like 6 to 8 weeks. And so that's why you don't see The Rock wrestle anymore, is because there's so much insurance on him. It's ridiculous, and it's not even worth WWE bringing him in to wrestle.
Right, that's why the Eric Rowan match, and it was 6 seconds.
Yeah, they're not going to risk anything. So yeah, this will be an interesting one to watch. But I like how they framed it with no holds barred.
Yeah, and that allows Ric Flair to come in and probably help in the ending.
I hope not, but probably.
Probably a low blow or a chop, something. You know, Flair's going to get involved because the story started with him. Anyway, moving on. The announced main event of this show was Roman Reigns returning to the ring for the first time in 5 months on Monday Night Raw in the singles match against Baron Corbin. If you were excited for Baron Corbin Roman Reigns, please tweet me at Wild Talk Radio, because you all weren't 5 months ago. But I digress. Thankfully, that match did not happen, as Roman Reigns was attacked by Drew McIntyre, and he put a beating on Roman Reigns and McIntyre.
Yeah, he did. Roman had a shiner.
He had a shiner. They were checking for a concussion. Rollins came out. They're like, I'm fine. It's just I have a little headache. That's it. So there's the concussion. So then they get to the back. Ambrose joins in. They're walking to the trainer's go, just go get checked out. Go get checked out. And it's like you see Dean plotting and planning. And Hunter just happens to be walking right by him. Ambrose gets in his face and says, give me McIntyre. I want him in a match. No DQ, no count out, falls count anywhere. And Hunter's like, hell yeah, go do it.
What does he have left to lose? Dean's leaving.
Right?
Let him do whatever he wants.
He has nothing left to lose. So they have a good, really good fight, really good brawl. A lot better than what the main event would have been. And then Dean got his ass kicked at the end.
In front of his wife.
Mm-hmm. They brawled up by the announce table, claymore kick after claymore kick, thrown into the LED wall. He pinned him 1, 2, 3, and then laid him out with one more claymore kick flying off the announce table. He was wrapped in the guardrail, handrail, for the final claymore kick for the pin.
Mm-hmm.
They pushed Drew McIntyre strong because they kind of needed to, because, let's be real, he was fading away into obscurity for a while, like... He was there. He was just a dude. So they put the rocket jets on him tonight and back in the main event, because he's probably fighting Roman at WrestleMania.
Yeah, essentially Drew was lined up to face Roman for the title before Roman's illness, and all of that evaporated overnight because Roman got ill, and so they had nothing for Drew the last 5 months because they've been trying to figure Drew out. So he's just been listlessly drifting as they try to figure out this whole entire landscape without Roman, where they got essentially blindsided by it. And now that Roman is back, it's like, okay, well, we're just going to, you know, like pick up where we left off. The only difference is, hey, there's no title, so y'all can just like figure that whole thing out. But that's where what they're doing is essentially they're hitting that reset button where they reunited the Shield because that's what was going on when Roman left. And then you're going to put him back in a feud with Drew McIntyre because that's what was going on when he left. So it's like, all right, we can just sort of reset everything and it's fine. Like, it's completely fine. We're all good. And the last 5 months didn't happen.
Yeah, he kind of reminds you. He has a little Randy Orton in him, just Drew. A little bit.
He's a what? What?
Gogan Chabram says he reminds me a little bit of the Randy Orton character back in the day. I mean, a little bit.
Drew's not being as sinister I would say is what Orton was back in the day. Like, you're talking Legacy Orton, I think. Mm-hmm. Or Legend Killer Orton. Not Legend Killer. He's not that cocky, but
Legacy.
I would say Legacy Orton. I mean, I could see the similarities, but I just feel like Drew is not that sinister, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And even up until Randy was with Bray, it's still not that sinister. Like, Randy just has that quality to him where he's just sneaky.
And slimy. Like a snake.
And slimy.
Like a snake.
A perfect moniker for him.
I wonder if they'll ever use that.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's it. We're done. We have more to talk about Thursday.
Yes, we do. Like I said, I'm going to talk. I have a little bit of a rant coming out of Fastlane. We'll see if I can articulate it properly. So tune in for that fun. But we're also going to be talking about Fastlane in general. We'll let you know who won, who lost, what we liked, and maybe what we didn't like. But, you know, we'll have to see. We've also got SmackDown, Tweet of the Week, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Season 4, Episode 7, now available. Episode 8 should be available on Wednesday. Probably another special Rack Extra 2 this week.
Yes.
You're gonna get a lot of content. Content.
Because the mail finally cooperated.
There you go. Saturday, it's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, so we're live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com, greatergreatdebate.com. Sunday night, if there's a lot to talk about, they'll be on the air, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, like we're here every single Monday night. It's twitch.tv/WTRLive, follow and subscribe. It is at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, and use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop, because that helps support me, meaning we can do more things here, because reasons.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD.
Thanks to MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. This has been the Raw Post Show. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern Rack, back here for the Raw Post Show live, as always, on TuneIn Radio. Search Wild Talk Radio Network right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Falling on my shoulders, a place where no one follows me.
WildTalkRadio.com.